Okay. Today's shiur is Daf Ayin Aleph. We're up to Daf Ayin Amud Beit, but two dots on the bottom. The beginning of Amud Aleph, we have to hold cup because it's all psukim based and it's a little complicated. After that, it's smooth sailing. Actually, it's amazing. Some amazing gemaras today as well. Okay, today's shiur was sponsored by Stewie and Shari Greenberg, the Ilan Ishmael, Stewie's grandfather, Yosef and Isaac Yehuda. Kidesh Yodav Aravlov. The Kohen Gadol washed his hands and feet, and he changed, and the Mishnah had said that he had changed again. He went back into the Kodesh Kedashim to remove the pan and the ladle. So basically, he only wore the white begadim twice. He only wore the white begadim twice. He started out in the morning wearing gold begadim. He did a few avodas of the day, standard gold. He then changed into white, did all the avoda of the day, changed into gold, did the olos, the rams, might have done some other things, changed back into white just to go get the pan, because he can't go into the Kodesh Kedashim wearing gold. He then came out, changed back into gold, and finished up the day. That's what the Gemara says. That's what the Mishnah says. Now, it says in the Pasuk, Tana Rabbana, it says in the Pasuk, it says in Perek Tezayin, all the Pasukim we're going to discuss now are in Perek Tezayin, which is the beginning of Achrimos, which discusses the whole Yom Kippur procedure. Uba Aaron el Ohol Moed, and it says there, Uba Aaron el Ohol Moed, he's going to come to the Ohol Moed, which we're translating to mean the Kodesh Kedashim, Upashat es Bigdei Habad, he's going to remove his begadim, Asher Lavash, that he's wearing, Bevo el HaKodesh, when he comes to the Kodesh, V'nichem Shav, is going to leave them there. Which means, this Pasuk is going to be interpreted to mean that he is going to go into the Kodesh Kedashim to get the ladle and the spoon. The next Pasuk says, V'rochat es Besaro Bamayim, he's going to go to the mikvah, B'makom Kadosh, V'lavash es Begadav, V'yatza, he's going to go out, V'asa es Olaso, V'es Olas Ha'am, he's going to do the Olos, V'chiper Ba'ado Ba'ad Ha'am, and it's going to be a kapara. So, the Mishnah says, Uba Aaron Ol Moed, Lama Huba, why is he going in there? What's he doing in there? So the Gemara says, L'hot V'es HaKath V'es HaMachta, he's going back in to remove the ladle and the spoon. Shekol Parsha Kula Nemr Al HaSeder, because the whole Parsha is written in order, Chutz Mi Pasuk Zeh, except for this Pasuk. Why? My Taima, why? Amar of Chista, because of Chista said, Gemiri, God bless, Gemiri, we have a tradition, Chamesh Tevilos, there were five times he went to the mikvah, Vasara Kedushin, Tovel Behen, Tovel Kohen Gadol, Umakadish Bobiyon. He went to the mikvah five times, washed his hands and feet 10 times, because every time he went to the mikvah, he washed his hands and feet twice.
Did he do that for him?
I think he did it himself. I don't know if Levine helped him out. I think he went to the mikvah by himself, he washed his hands and feet by himself. So, as I said before, V'i Amarta Kesidron Ksivi, if this is written in order, Lo Mishkachas Lo Elo Shalosh Tevilos V'shisha Kedushin, you only have him going to the mikvah three times. Meaning, if he did the avodas of the morning wearing gold, then he did everything wearing the white, including going back into the Kodesh Kedushin to get the pan, then he came back out and put on the gold, he only went to the mikvah three times. We have a tradition, he went five times. So it must be, when he was wearing the white, he was really done with Yom Kippur service, all he had to do was go back into the Kodesh Kedushim and get the pan, right? But if he went back in, he didn't have to go to the mikvah for that, he's already wearing the white. So it must be he had to do a different gold procedure, just to force him to go to the mikvah again, go to the mikvah again to go in to change back into the white, go inside the Kodesh Kedushim one last time, and then change back into the gold. It's a machlokas. We said it meant that he never wore the clothes again, right? That they were never worn again. Don't leave him in there. It meant he never wore them again, right? That the clothes, every year he had to give new white begadim. So therefore, Pasuk Chaf Dalid, which mentions the Olos, took place before Pasuk Chaf Gimel, which mentions going back into the Kodesh Kedashim to get the ladle and the spoon. So they're out of order. That's all. They're out of order. Now, Maska Flor Abzeira. Abzeira says, why do you have to say them out of order? Dilma, maybe. Masik Le B'Si'ir HaNaseh B'Chutz. Maybe. What was the... So, again, we said we have to find one thing that the Kohen Gadol did to force him to change back into the gold, to make, and then change back into the white to make him go to the mikvah two more times. What are we saying that is? The rams. And the rams are after the pasuk of going back in, therefore it's out of order. So Reb Zeira says, why do you have to say that it's the rams? Say it's the se'ir that was done outside the special musaf se'ir, having nothing to do with ordinary Yom Kippur, just every moed. Musaf se'ir, why would that help me? Because that's not written in Parshas Akramoth, that's in Pinchas. So then this could stay in order. Right, in between, right before Pasuk of Gimel, where the Torah says here in Akramoth that he put on the other Begadim, that he went back into the Kodesh Kedashim, stick in something from Parshas Pinchas that he did in the middle to force him to go to the mikvah two more times. Then this is perfectly in order. Perfectly in order. Why are you forcing him to say, why are you forcing the Chumash to say it's out of order? This is the only thing out of order. And therefore, and he had to do the olos before he did the, why are you saying that? Say it was the seir. Yes, we do have a principle, Ein Muktzeh Muchav HaTorah, but even though Ein Muktzeh Muchav HaTorah, Bereishis came first, right? There is an order. There's some, no, there is an order. There is an order. Yes, we have a principle that parshios are not written in order. But within the parsha, we generally assume, we had this in the beginning of Pesachim, there are a few psukim where even within a pasuk it's out of order. There are a few cases like that, but we explain them all. Those are not la halacha, those are all stories. Within a story, it could be. But with halacha, we don't have such a thing. You never have within a parsha. So, right, even though we say Ein Muktzeh, right, Bereishis is first and Zosar Baruch is last. That we all agree. Right? So there's some order. Right, Parshas Bereishis is not in the middle of Parshas Mishpatim. There is an order. There is an order. Within each parsha, right, there is an order. Okay. So we're assuming now that there's why, but everything's in, I have a way out. Throw Pinchas into the mix. If you throw Pinchas into the mix, then Achim was interposing Avoda, something from Pinchas. Why don't you say that? So Gemara says you can't say that. You know why? Amar Abaye, Amar Kra. The Pasuk says over here, V'yatza V'asa. It says in Pasuk Chav Dalet, V'yatza V'asa es olaso v'es olas ha'am. Which means, V'yatza V'asa es olaso. Mi'etzir Rishona Ovid. E'elo v'el ha'am. It was the first thing that he did when he came out. In other words, he's going back to the mikvah to do an avoda. Which avoda? It's got to be the ola. It's got to be the ola. Don't tell me it's coming from Parshas Pinchas to get out of the order problem. No, it's got to be the ola. So it's out of order. Pasuk of Dalet happened before Pasuk of Gimel. It's out of order. Rava Amar, Rava says, a different answer why it's not, why you, a different pshat. Amar Kra, it says, in Pasuk of Gimel, the same Pasuk, Upashat is Bigdi Habad. Right? And what does the Pasuk continue? Upashat is Bigdi Habad, Asher Lovash. So, Ain Talmud Lomar Asher Lovash. He took off the clothes that he was wearing. Right? Klum Adam Poshit Elam Asher Lovash. You can only take off what you're wearing. He removed the clothes that he's wearing. What, he removed the clothes he wasn't wearing? That makes no sense. Of course he removed the clothes he's wearing. When else do you remove clothes? Well, when you're wearing them. So why does the Torah go out of its way to tell me that you're wearing? You know why? Matamad lomar shalavash. Why does it tell me that he's wearing? So the Rava says, shalavash kvar. You're already wearing them. Meaning, it's the second time you're wearing them. Meaning, you already went to the mikvah. You already did an avoda. So this pasuk of Gimel is the second time you're wearing white clothes. When's the second time you're wearing white clothes? It's already, you went to the mikvah for the fourth time. So you already did something in between. What did you do in between? Pasuk of Dalet. So it's out of order. This is Pasuk of Gimel. What did you do in between? Pasuk of Dalet. So the Gemara is going to ask the exact same question. Why did it say it's Pasuk of Dalet that was done in between? Maybe it's something for Parshas Pinchas. Maskeflo, Rabba Barav Shila, the Ema, the Masik Le, B'Sir HaNaseh B'Chutz. Maybe it's the Sir HaNaseh B'Chutz, which is what you did in between to get you to wear the Bigdei Lavan a second time. Who said it's Pasuk of Dalet, which means it came before Pasuk of Gimel? So the Gemara gives the exact same answer. Haktiv v'yatzav asa. It says v'yatzav asa, meaning no. When he came out of the mikvah wearing his gold, the first thing he did was the ola. V'yatzav asa right away, not something for Parshas Pinchas. Therefore, Pasuk of Dalet is out of order. Pasuk of Gimel is out of order. So that's it. So it's two pshatim. How you know that this pasuk, this only this pasuk is not written in order? So the Gemara says, wait a minute, the whole parsha kula nemar al seder, with the whole parsha is in order. Not even true. And here it's getting really difficult. The high crux TV, it says, V'yeschelev chatos yakir hamizbecha. That's Pasuk Chav Hei. Pasuk Chav Hei says, V'yeschelev hachatos yakir hamizbecha. The chelev of the inner chatos, of the inner par in the seir, that we had said, you put them in a bowl, and then he would eventually, at some point, burn them on the mizbeach. Right? That's Pasuk Chav Hei. Now, V'ilut anan tanan, and we learned, Haroa es kore gol kishu kore. If you were watching the kohen gadol when he was leaning, ain a roa par v'seir hanisrafin. You were not able to see the par of the seir getting burnt. If you wanted to watch the kohen gadol leaning, you were not able to watch the par of the seir being taken out to be burnt. Why? Because we said you can't be in two places at once, and it was going on at the same time. Right? That's what we had said. Right? V'ilu emure chatos. But the emure chatos basar hachi demakdir lahu. That happened afterwards. Pasuk Chav Hei says v'yeschelev hachatos yakdir hamizbecha, and that happened after the power of the seir were taken out, but they mentioned for first. So you have another instance where it's out of order. Another place where it's out of order. You're telling me the whole thing's in order except for the thing about going back in for the ladle and the spoon. It's not true. This, the Torah says in Pasuk Chav Hei, that they would burn the emurim of the fat on the mizbeach hachitzon, and that's written before the pasuk of taking out the animals to be burnt. But in real time, that happened first. The animals were burnt, taken out to be burnt first, and only later were the emurim burnt on the mizbeach. It's out of order. So the Gemara answers, you're right. Ema chutz mi pasuk zev ve'eilech. You're right. Except for Pasuk Chav Gimel and on. So from Pasuk Chav Gimel and on, then there's no order. But till Pasuk Chav Gimel, everything's written Keseder. That's what the Gemara answers. Now, the Gemara asks, Umaychaz es demeshabesh es kra, what led you to have to say that the Pesukim are out of order? Why are we resorting to that? Shabesh masnisa. Let's say the Pesukim are out of order. I'm sorry. The Mishnah's out of order. The Mishnah's wrong. The Torah's wrong. The Mishnah's wrong. The Mishnah made a mistake. Right? They're wrong. The Torah's not wrong. The Torah's in order. And the Mishnah's the one that they got it off. They're off killed. On the Seder, on the Zmanim. So Gemara says, no, don't say that. Amar Baya, no, Amar Kra. The Pasuk says, it says in Pasuk Chav Vav, the Hamishaleah es ha-sa'ir la-azazel, the guy who took the Azazel out, Yichabes begadav, he was Tomei, he had to go to the big for now. V'rachat es pasar b'mayim b'achmek ino b'lamachna. Pasuk Chav Zayin says, v'es par hachatas v'sa'ir hachatas asher huva es don l'chaper b'kodesh, right, the power of the seir, yotzi el michutz l'machna, you take outside, v'sar pubo esh es arasas v'es pasar v'es pirsam, right, you burn it outside. That's after it says that you burn the chatas on the mizbeah. That led to this question. Those things happen first. Pasuk Chav Vav and Chav Zayin happen before Pasuk Chav Hei. Right? Pasuk Chav Ches says, V'hasoreif osam, whoever's doing this burning, again, he becomes Tamei. Chabes begadav, he has to go to the mikvah, he has to wash his clothes, V'rachat his pasar b'mayim, V'achrochen yov olamachna. So what did we say? We said that Pasuk Chav Vav, Chav Zayin, and Chav Ches come before Pasuk Chav Hei. Chav Hei said, you burn the fat of these seir, the inner seir and the inner par on the mizbeach. When did that happen? That happened after you took these out, after you took the seir lazazel out. Right? But Pasuk Chavav, Chazayin, and Chavches are written afterwards. But it happened first. See, he's out of order. Right? So the Gemara asked, no, so maybe Pasuk Chav Hei happened first, Taka. Maybe Taka did that. Maybe the Taka did burn the fats on the mizbeach, and then they went outside to the lazazel. Right? The Mishnah said no. So the Gemara is saying, why are you taking the Torah out of order? Make the Mishnah's wrong. And the Torah is in order. So the Gemara says, don't say that. You know why? Amar Abaya. Amar Kra. V'hamashaleach v'hasoreif. The next two psukim here, Pasuk Chav Vav and Pasuk Chav Ches, talk about the guy who's taking the Azazel and the guy who's taking the animals to be burnt. Those are these two psukim. Now what happens to these people? They both become tamei. Now, ma mishaleach d'meikara, we know that the Seir Lazazel was certainly taken out earlier than this. We know. Why? How do we know that? Because it says in Pasuk Chaf Beis. V'nasa ha-se'ir, Allah has called upon us in the Eretz Gezeira. You take out the se'ir. We know that. That's for sure earlier. So why does the Torah go through all these psukim and then go back to the se'ir of Ishtaleach? Because many times the Torah does that. It goes to an Indian, it says something, it says more, and then it goes back to just finish discussing something. Many times you have that in the Torah. So, ma mishaleach de'meikara, we for sure know that the Seir HaZazel was done before this, that's for sure. Af HaSorif de'meikara, so too, the Sorif was Meikara, the guy who's going out to burn, the burning took place first. Therefore you must say that this Pasuk is out of order. That the facts, even though they mentioned first, were really burnt afterwards. You must say that. Because we know that the Seir HaZazel was sent out earlier, and the Seir HaZazel being sent out is connected to the burning of the inner part of the inner seir. Those two must have been done earlier. That's Amar Baya. I said that already. Okay, so the Gemara says Adrab, just the opposite. Just the opposite. What do you mean? Masorif tahashta, af mishalech tahashta. No. Maybe Pasuk Chav Zvav, Chav Zayin, and Chav Ches are totally in order. And you know what? The Torah was giving you background. By the way, there's going to be a Seir HaZazel, by the way. I want everyone to bring a Seir HaZazel. Send out a man, a whole story. Then, I want you to burn the facts. Then, take the Zazel out. That's what the Torah says. Take the Zazel out. Take the animals out. And the whole thing's in order. In other words, the Gemara is questioning Abaye Limud. What kind of Limud is that? Take the Torah at face value. The Gemara answers, you can't say that. You know why? Because it says, the Hamishaleach, Demeikara Mashma. That's Mashma, and the one who is sent out, that he did it already. He did it already. And now the Torah is telling you, by the way, the guy who did it, he's going to become Tamei. So he did it already. The Hasoreis, he did it already. When did he do it? Some earlier stage. The Torah here says first that he would burn the fat of the Adam's back. Yeah, that's out of order. That's out of order. Rava Amar, Rava says, a different way I know. Amar Kra, it says over there, Yamar Chai, that the Seir HaZazel has to remain alive. Ad Masa Yehezaka Kla Amod Chai, how long does it stay alive? Ad Sha'as Kapara, until the Seir Hanasa Bifnim is done. Ve'ein Masai Sha'as Kapara, Ve'Sha'as Matan Daman, Ve'Sulo, they didn't wait. Once the Dam of the Seir was done, so low. They didn't hang around and do other things. No, they took that as a right out. Right out they took it. Then it says it's out of order that they used to burn the fat from the Adam is dead. Yeah, that's out of order. And then it says that they took the Seir HaZazel out. Yeah, he became Tumah. You're right, he became Tumah. True. That's out of order. But when was the Seir HaZazel actually taken out? Way before. Because as soon as the Seir Lefnim was done, they took the HaZazel. They didn't wait around to do other things. Therefore, the Torah was out of order. Okay, we're done. That's it. So now to the rest of the Daf, it's easy. Why would this be out of order? Why? So there's really no answer for this, except for the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says that the whole story, the whole Parshas Achrimot, was talking about only Aaron. That Aaron had the right to go in whenever he wanted, in the Kodesh Kedoshim. But, we said this already in Daf Gimel, he can go, Aaron. Only Aaron had the right to go in whenever he wanted. But whenever he couldn't just stop and walk in and say hello to the Aaron. He had to go in and follow a procedure. What was the procedure? This was the procedure. However, it wasn't Yom Kippur. Let's say he wanted to go in Hanukkah time. It wasn't Yom Kippur. So he didn't have to do all the things that are connected to Yom Kippur that are associated with every Moed. That he didn't have to do. So he didn't have to go to the Mikvah 5 times. Because he wouldn't have to do things that were done because of a Moed. So he didn't have to do the Olos. He didn't have to do those. Those Olos are Moed connected, not Yom Kippur connected. Only Aaron could go in and do everything that was Yom Kippur connected. So Ena Chanami, we started off by saying, the whole reason why it's out of order is because he has to go to the Mikvah 5 times. But if Aaron wanted to go in the middle of the summer, he didn't have to go to the Mikvah 5 times, only 3 times. Why? Because we have a tradition, there are 5 times. How are we getting 5? We're forcing him to change. What's he changing for? To do Olos of Moed of Yom Kippur. But if Aaron went in the middle of the winter, he didn't have to do that. he didn't have to do the process of moed. Only the genuine Yom Kippur. Only what's mentioned in Akrimos that has to do with Yom Kippur. Therefore, he didn't have to go to the mikvah five times. Therefore, it's not out of order. Therefore, it's not out of order. One second, then, because he said, and he makes a deal. Because the whole, if you read Akrimos, everyone always notices this, it never says anywhere that it has to do with Yom Kippur. The last pasuk says, by the way, this is going to be on the 10th day of the month of Tishrei. And then it says, L'doros there. Yeah, that applies to all the descendants, but not Aaron. Aaron was special. It starts off saying Aaron, and it ends off saying it's Yom Kippur, L'doros. So, Aaron can go, for Aaron, it's not out of order. Yeah, for the rest of the world, forever and ever, it is out of order. But written b'shach, the time it was written, it's not out of order at all. He only went to the mikvah three times. So he was able to go back in when he was still wearing the white. That's what the Gra says. Without this Gra, it's very, very difficult. Like, why would the Torah all of a sudden pick a few things out of the blue to make them out of order? Yeah.
So the rest of the year, if you went in, could you still wear the big thing
before? Who? The rest of the year, you're not allowed to go in. No one else.
I'm saying, but
Only Aaron, he had to wear white.
I'm saying, but if you wore it, could you wear it again, or was it much
better? Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Okay, next. Okay, so, now. Okay. E.T. Mishaleach Matzah B'Shuk. This guy, the one that escorted the Seir Lazazel to the cliff, so we said he had to stay there until Yom Tov was over. So Yom Kippur was, he had to stay there. So the next day, Mistama, he's home, and he met the Kohen Gadol on the street. So if he met the Kohen Gadol, Bashok, the Kohen Gadol, if he met the Kohen Gadol on the street, Amalo, he would tell him, Ishi Kohen Gadol, my man the Kohen Gadol. Right, so what happened to this Kohen Gadol? He survived. He lived to tell about it. So that's what I saw B'Shem, B'Shem, that's why he uses the Lashon of Ishi. He's alluding to the fact that in order for the Kohen Gadol to survive, the Mamash became like an ish. Mamash became like fire. How did he survive in there? So holy. That's what he calls him Ishi Kohen Gadol. It means my master, my man. It also means my fire. Like it's a huge lushan of praise how this happened. Ishi Kohen Gadol. Asinu shlichasecha. I did the shlichas. I did your shlichas. But matzah bebeso. So in other words, if you meet him in the street, he attributes the shlichas to the Kohen Gadol. Because he's giving him cover in the street. But much of a beso, if he comes to the house, Amalo, he tells him, Mechayechayim asinu shlichuso. I did the work of the Mechayechayim, meaning Hashem. He doesn't have to give cover, he's in the guy's house. He's in the Kohen Gadol's house. So he mentions Hashem. We're going to talk about Mechayechayim in a minute. Amar Rabba, Ki miftei Rabbanah mehadadi bepumpetisa. When the Rabbanah would take a bite of each other, bepumpetisa, Amri, they would say, Amri Haki, they would say, Mechayechayim. Yitain lecha chayim ruchim tov musakanim. Right? That's how they would say goodbye. They would make a reference to mechayim chayim. This is the only place in Shas where Hashem is referred to as a mechayim chayim, one who sustains his life to the living. Now, we're going to have five memories that have nothing to do with each other, and then we'll see how they're all connected. It says in the pasuk, "It's halach lefnei Hashem ba'artos achayim. I will walk with Hashem in the treasures of life. Artos achayim." Omer Yehuda, Zeh Malkom Shvakim. This means in the street. What was David HaMelech saying? I'm going to Rashi point out in the street. What's in the street? There's food, clothing, right? So in the street, that's where even in the street, the even in the street, where who knows what goes on in the street corner, right? It's not always a good place. It's dangerous sometimes. The street's a dangerous place to hang out. Even there, I'm going to be with Hashem, says David HaMelech. Even in the street, what's the street? It's a Malkom Kadosh. No, it's a marketplace. Even there, I'm going to be kadosh. That's number one. Number two, ki orech yamim v'shnos chayim. It says, ki orech yamim, long days, v'shnos chayim, and years of life. V'shalom. And peace, yosifu lucha. You should increase. V'chiyei shanam shal chayim, v'chiyei shanam shal shal chayim. What, there are years of life, and there are years where there's no life. So, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, elu shnosuf shal adam, these are the years of life, hamazapechet halav meirah l'tova, which are changed from bad to good via tshuva. Rashi says, if someone's poor and he becomes rich, it's like he's starting his life over. Well, what a life I have now. So too, when you change from Russia to tzaddik, what a life. It's a whole different world. Number three, aleichem ishim ekra, I will call you fire, ishim, like an ishe yireach lichorach, but ish is also a lashon nekeva of a woman. Amr b'brachya, Eil Tamid HaChachamim, these are Tamid HaChachamim, Shadomen L'Nashim, that they're physically weak like women. because they don't take care of themselves. They're busy in the base of the medrash, so they become weak like women. However, but they have strength for accounts like men.
If somebody wants to pour wine on the mizbeach, yimale gronim shel talmidei chachamim yayin.
Fill the mouths of talmidei chachamim with wine. What does that mean?
Rashi says. Rashi doesn't say anything.
What it means is, if you sustain and support talmidei chachamim, then you will get the credit as if you were makriv karbanos. That's what it means. That's what the mafarshim say it means.
But I saw b'shem the Rav Tzadok says that. A little bit of a stretch. Not really.
We have all these members. A whole Talmud Chacham, his whole life, everything is kedusha. We say his shulchan is like a mizbeach, and his wine is like nesachim. Everything he does is not physical here. It's all spiritual.
Okay. V'amar Brachya, I wrote shenemar, like it says, aleichem ishim ekra. Fine. V'amar Brachya, imra adam shetora posekes mizaro.
If you notice that your children are starting to leave the Torah, your descendants are starting to go away from the Torah a little bit.
Yisa bas Talmud Chacham.
The Marsha says, have your children marry the daughters of Talmidei Chachamim. And they're not Talmidei Chachamim, but they come from a family like with Talmidei Chachamim. It's gonna affect the whole family. It's gonna change the whole family.
Shenemar in Yazkin ba'aretz shirshu ba'afer yomaz gizo.
If you see your shoresh is starting to dry up and dying, your offer is dying, your soil is dying.
Meriach mayim yafriach have a. Water to revive everybody,
and have the life come back to its former glory.
So that is the
five members here.
What are they? We have the marketplace, years of life, Talmud Chacham like a woman. Number four is wine in the mouth of a Talmud Chacham, and number five is marrying the daughter of a Talmud Chacham.
So Rav Wolbe says in Ale Shur, he says all these five. Nothing to do with each other. He says, but they do. They're all the same points. He says that there's the only place in the Torah, the only place in Shas where it says Mechaye Chayim. Hashem is called it Mechaye Chayim. And that's how they used to say goodbye to each other in Pumpadisa. But what's going on? Because Mechaye Chayim is Shlemus. What's greater than continuing what you already have? We can't do that. Only Hashem can do that. That's different than Mechaye Beithim. That's a whole other world. But in Mechaye Chayim also, it's an Indian of Shlemus. Right? Like he says, Rav Tzadok said, when I have dveikus, you have to have chayim. You have to have life for that. It's the greatest, so to speak, we always say, right? The greatest miracle of life. Right? So he says, all these five, you're taking your life, and you're elevating it. Right? Number one, you go to the marketplace. Go to the marketplace. So what's in the marketplace? Food and clothes. Right? An ordinary marketplace. But David HaMelech was saying you can elevate it. Why am I right? The Marsha says over here there's a few things you can buy. You can buy things you need. You can buy things you don't need. A lot of things you don't need that are in the marketplace. A lot of opportunities for things you don't have to buy. It's all there. But you can buy what you need. You buy what you need. He said the Marsha, Volbe says you turn the marketplace into a base of measures. Lessons and what's it about? What am I buying it for? What do I need it for? It's all chesed. The whole marketplace becomes a big base of measures. Your whole world is a base of measures. He says, number two, years of life. He says, as Rashi said, when someone is poor and he becomes rich, it's a whole new world. It's a whole new life. Right? Change your life around, it's a whole new life. Unbelievable. He says, number three, he says, you're like in a keva, but you're a gibor. So what's pshat? So he says, you're like an akeva regarding all the, we generally assume, and it's generally true, women are soft-spoken, they're finer, they're quieter, I don't know about quieter, they're more soft-spoken, they're more frail, they're more refined, they're more reserved, all that is true. Those are very good qualities to aspire to. But at the same time, when it comes to learning, and when it comes to, you shouldn't have those traits, right? Low baishan, low maid, you can't be that way. You have to know when to be strong and know when not. So you could spend your whole life refining your midos, where they have to be refined. But when you're in the basic medrash, that's when you're learning Torah, when you're doing other mitzvahs, you don't have to have those kinds of midos. You're not going to get very far in Avodas Hashem.
in Ben Adam L'Chaver, you have to have very refined midos. That's that one. Next, wine putting the wine in Tamei Chacham, that's very similar to the marketplace. You take everything physical and make it holy. You take wine, what do you do with wine? You can drink it, you can get drunk, you become a shikur, you can bring it to the Beis HaMikdash and bring it on the Mizbech and elevate it. That's that one. And the last one, of course, is marrying a daughter, having your daughter marry a Tamei Chacham, having your son marry the daughter of a Tamei Chacham, you take marriage and you elevate that. Right? What's your marriage about? It's just having a wife? No. It's about building a home. So you build a home, you get the right wife, you can build a proper home. So that's what he connects all five. Okay. Next. Very difficult Gemara next, because we're all going to have a kasha, there's no answer to this kasha. It says that v'yomtev ha'yasal ohavav, that the Kohen Gadol used to make a party for his family members. Why did he make the party? I survived the Kohen, no one else, no, how many people didn't survive? I survived. Listen to this story. Tanar Rabbanan, ma'aseh b'Kohen Gadol echad. There was a story with the Kohen Gadol. Shiyatza mi'beis ha'mikdash. He came out of the Beis ha'mikdash v'ha'yazli kuli al mabasrei. And everyone was coming out to greet him. Kohen Gadol survived. Kivan dechazinu l'shamay v'avtalion. But then they saw Shmaya Natalia coming down the street. It was the Gedolei Hadar. So Shavkuhu l'diday, they left the Kohen v'adli basa Shmaya v'avtalion. And they went to go greet Shmaya v'avtalion. And the Kohen Gadol got upset. L'sof asa l'shamay v'avtalion. So he came, the Kohen Gadol said to Shmaya v'avtalion, who by the way we know they were descended from Gerim. They were Gerim themselves maybe. L'avture minei the Kohen Gadol, as they were departing from the Kohen Gadol, Amar, he said to them, Amar lehen, he said to Shmaya v'avtalion, Yaisen b'nei am in l'shalom. Shouldn't the nations of the world have peace? Meaning, he's making fun of them because they're Gerim. Right? He's calling them the nations of the world. He's not calling them Rabbi Shmaya, Rabbi. Shouldn't the nations of the world have peace? It's very degrading. So Amalei, so they said back to him, Yaisen b'nei am in l'shalom. Yes, nations of the world should have peace. Who are they? The Avdin Avodah the Aaron. They follow the Midah of Aaron. Not that they're a Kohen, but they're an Oiv Shalom, Rodei Shalom. Those goyim, they should have peace. Meaning, me and Shemaya, right? Shemaya Natalia, we have the, yes, we're B'nai Amin, but we have the meat of Aaron. We know how to be Lamech. But the low Yaisu bar Aaron l'shalom, but the bar Aaron shouldn't have peace, the law of it of the Asun, who Aaron, who doesn't act like Aaron, meaning you. Right? That's what Shemaya Natalia tells them. So the question is, so 1 minute, so how does this Kohen Gadol survive? He said, only the special ones. He comes out and ranks on Shmaya Natalion. How do you understand that? So everyone asks this question. No, he wasn't really, he didn't mean it like that. So if he didn't mean it like that, then Shmaya Natalion wouldn't have cursed him back. Obviously, they felt that he really did deserve it. So the only answer I saw was that sometimes the door was able to sustain the Kohen Gadol. He didn't deserve it. That's what's going on here. He was saying, it's all me. Look how great I am. I was able to, and Shmaya Natalia was saying, no, it wasn't you, it was us. That's a very difficult answer. I mean, that's the other answer was, right? You can never trust in yourself, right? Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol was coming up for 80 years, he became a tzaduki. Right? He walked out of the Beit HaMikdash, and all of a sudden he thinks he's it. Right? He sees Shmaya Natalia, he got nothing, it's all me. That's the standard answer, but it's a little hard to understand. 5 minutes after the Yom Kippur is over, he's already off the derech. He's already ranking on the Gedolei Hadar. Doesn't take, right? You wouldn't necessarily think that so fast. How do we act after Yom Kippur? Exactly. I don't know. You start ranking on the Gedolim right away. It takes a few days sometimes, right? Right away.
It could have been just like a temporary lapse.
What's that? A lapse of. But then the question.
He comes out, he's older, you know.
So then that's what some say. But then why would Shmaya Natalia have been so harsh? They cursed him, right? They also fell for that. You know what I'm saying? It's a little hard to understand. Right. So if he's having a bad day. So Rashi says that Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says they were over. He violated the avir of lo sonu. Don't rank on people. Don't do that. Don't harm people with words. Right? You're not supposed to say someone who's about tshuva. I remember when you weren't. I remember your father. He used to go to the bar. You're not supposed to do that. But he takes Shmaya Natalia, you guys are all Gerim. Your father was a goy. You're not supposed to do that. So even if you had a bad day and he was a lapse, but they didn't think it that way. Because they dished it back. So Rabbi Chaim was saying that he went off. He went off the derech. It happens. Yochanan Kohen Gadol, 80 years it happened. So it happens to people.
Okay. Next.
what this Mishnah is doing here is a little hard. Maybe that we discussed the changing of the begadim. So now we come to a Mishnah which could have been the first Mishnah of the Masechta, which says Kohen Gadol Mishamish B'shmona Kelim. Kohen Gadol has 8 begadim. For a head yod ba'arba, and a regular Kohen has 4. What are the 4? Ksones, a shirt, Mishnasayim pants, Mitznefes, a hat, Ba'avnin, and a belt. Moses Alav Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol has 4 more. What are they? Choshen, the breastplate with the 12 stones and the Urim V'Tumim inside. The ephod, the apron, me'il, the long robe, the tzitz, and the tzitz. Be'elu nish'alim be'urim v'tumim. You're only allowed to ask the Urim V'Tumim if you're wearing all 8 begadim. Right? Urim V'Tumim was a device, a mystical, where they would ask, and it would, the letters on the stones would light up, and it would tell you an answer. Ve'ein nish'alim el lamelech. You can only ask if you're a melech, or of bezdin, or an avbezdin, or lamisha tzibur tzarech bo, or if the tzibur needs it. So I have a question. So we all know of a case where the Urim V'Tumim was consulted, and it wasn't for any of these reasons. You know where? Eli, exactly. Eli saw Chana davening, and he thought, what's going on here? He didn't know that she was supposed to daven quietly, so he thought she's something wrong with this lady. So he consulted the Urim V'Tumim, right? And the Vilna Gaon says, it said Kishera. He misread it to be Shikora. He thought she was drunk. She's babbling, or Doc says, babbling on. I looked it up last night. I don't understand. What was he doing? He asked the Urim V'Tumim. Some ladies in the Mishkan, he runs to the Urim V'Tumim. I don't know. Fine, so even if that's true. But the art school says, I looked it up in the art school Navi, that he knew who she was. He knew she was Elkanah's wife. He knew her. She was a chash of a person. And he was very surprised she was acting that way. So what's that the heter for the Urim V'Tumim? So there's a chash of a lady who's acting a little strange. What, that's a talking rabbim. It's a torah of a melech, an abedin. It's the first time that the Urim V'Tumim were used after the chalukah of Eretz Yisrael was in the beginning of the first pasuk of Shoftim. Where the Bnei Yehuda were asked to fight. So should we fight? So the Urim V'Tumim, the Mefarshim, it said it can't ya'aleh. Go up and fight. Oh, sure, should we go to war? That's a valid thing. Should we go to war? What, it's a lady in the Mishkan? I don't know. I don't have an answer to that question. If anyone has an answer, I'd love to hear it. But that whole thing is only the Vilna Gaon anyway. There's no Rishon that said that he consulted the Urim V'Tumim. But it's a question. I'd love to hear an answer. Anyway, Tana Rabbana. Dvarim Shenemar Behen Sheish. Whenever it says in the Torah, Sheish, which means linen, Chutan Kafel Shisha. It was 6 strings that comprised the thread. Shmashzar. Whenever it says the word Mashzar, which means twisted. Shmona. It means 8. Me'il, Shneimasar. The Me'il was 12, meaning 12 strings made up each string. And Peroches, Esrim V'Arva. The Peroches was 24. Choshen V'Efod, Esrim V'Shmona. Choshen V'Efod was 28. Chutan Kafel Shisha Minolan. How do you know that a regular thread had 6 strings? Darmar Krok, because it says in the Pasuk over there, in Parshas Pekudei. I believe it's Pekudei. V'yasu es ha-ketzones, sheish. They made the ketzones out of linen. V'yas ha-mitznefes, sheish. V'es be'eri ha-mitbol, sheish. V'es be'eri ha-mitbol, sheish. Mashlar. So, chamisha korek sivi. It says 5 times the word linen here. Only 5 times. What do you need so many times for? So the Gemara says, chad l'gufe de kisna. 1 time to tell you that it had to be made of linen. V'chad shihei chutan kafel shisha. 1 time to tell you it should be bound up 6 times. Sheish and shisha are the same root. 6 times. V'chad sheish zurin, and it should be twisted with each other. V'chad l'sh'ar begadim, sholan ar behen sheish. And 1 time that even if there are begadim that don't mention the word sheish, it still has to be sheish. V'chad l'akev, and 1 has to be ma'akev. That it has to be this way. That b'di'evet, it must be this way. Otherwise, it's begadim and not begadim. Now, my mash with the high sheish kisnehu. How do you know sheish means linen? So, Amar Rav Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Darmar Krok, because it says in Pasuk, bad dov, bad. It says bad. What's bad? Bad was also another word for linen. But what do we say? Dovra olim in akarka, bad, bad. Things that grow singly. Single stalks. Like flax, which is linen's made out of. So the Gemara says, why do you have to say it's that? V'ikka imra, maybe it's wool, which comes out of the sheep, single file. So the Gemara says, no, imra, it's iftzule miftzule. Wool splits. As it emerges from the back of the sheep, it splits into two. So the Gemara says, kisna nami iftzule miftzul. Flax also splits. So the Gemara says, no, kisna agav lukse maso. Kisna only, wool only, flax only splits because you bang it. part of the getting the linen out of the flax, they would bang it, and that would cause the fibers to split. That's not a natural splitting. That's a man-made split. That doesn't count. Ravina Amar Mehacha. It says in Yecheskel, Pe'eri Pishtan Yiyual Rosham. Here it uses the word Pishtan. Right? And the Mishnah says, Pishtan Yiyual Masnehem. They should be wearing Pishtan. Pishtan is flat. That's wool. That's linen. So I know from Yecheskel. So Amar Ravashi, Hamakarmi Dasi Yecheskel Man Amra. But before Yecheskel came along, how'd you know? The Gemara says, what are you talking about? Ol Taimech. Hadamr of Chista. Davar Zeh. Mitoris Moshe Rabbeinu Lo Lamadu. Mitoris Yecheskel Bebuzi Lamadu. We have another time where the Torah doesn't say a word. And Yecheskel comes along and tells me halacha. Where? It says, in Yecheskel, Kol Benecha or Oralev. If anybody is an Oralev, meaning an Apikoris, or Varal Basar, or they don't have a Bris Mila, Lo Yavo El Mikdashai. They can't go into the base of Mikdash. It doesn't say that anywhere in the Torah. A guy is an Oral. Can't go into the base. It doesn't say that. So what do you mean? But so until Yecheskel came along, what was the halacha? So Yecheskel came along. What was halacha? Did they go in? Stom or not? Aye, Yecheskel was making up halacha? No, of course not. Ha, Mekami Dasi Yecheskel, Man Amra. Before Yecheskel came along, what was halacha? Ella, Gemara Grimila. It was a tradition. We had a tradition. Halacha Moshe Mitzinai, a person without a brismila can't go in. We had a tradition that it's linen. Right? The Asi Yecheskel, Vasmachti Akra. And Yecheskel, all Yecheskel did was come along and mention it in a pasuk. Not that he didn't create new halacha, it was always halacha. He happened to write it down. Hachanami here too. Gemara Gemirla, we had a tradition that it was linen. Vasi Yecheskel Vashmachti Akra. And Yecheskel came along and put it into a pasuk. Now the Gemara is going to, we'll stop here. It's not hard now. The Gemara is just going to go on. What, how do you know that Mashta means 8? How do you know Mi'il means 12? That the number of threads were all intertwined. Alright, see everyone tomorrow. Did they mention that?
First part.
Right.